Leading nutritional scientists are calling for a radical rethink of the way we understand our diet. The researchers at the University of Sydney have developed a new framework for nutritional health that encourages us to think about our diet as a whole rather than as single nutrients in isolation. Thomas Ariti has our report.
When you think about a healthy diet, perhaps the classic food pyramid pops into your head. It's been around for decades, outlining basic food groups and the ideal proportions you should have each day. Professor Stephen Simpson is from the University of Sydney.
Human nutrition science had its heyday and became actually a science in its own right when it, for example, solved the problems of micronutrient deficiency. So identifying the fact that if you didn't eat enough vitamin C in your diet, for example, you ended up with scurvy. And if you added vitamin C in sufficient quantities, you didn't get scurvy. That was a single nutrient approach that worked. But when it comes to trying to understand the problems of overnutrition, obesity and diabetes, for example, focusing on single nutrients as the culprit or perhaps even the cure of these conditions, it doesn't work. And that's the problem. And that's where we need a new way of actually defining diet balance.
And he's devised a new way to do that. It's called nutritional geometry, and it's the culmination of more than 20 years of research with his colleague, Professor David Raubenheimer. Professor Simpson says the framework considers how mixtures of nutrients and other components of our diet influence our health. That's different to conventional thinking in the field, which focused on a single nutrient. For example, demonising fat, carbohydrates or sugar in isolation as causes of the obesity crisis. Professor Simpson says that approach has run its course.
What it does is it says, okay, a diet that is to be healthy has to comprise certain amounts and ratios of different nutrients. And there's a large number of nutrients we require to be healthy. But if we can simplify the numbers of nutrients that we concern ourselves with, we're able then to identify foods and the quantities of foods and the ratios of foods in the diet that would help achieve that balance.
Professor Simpson says the new model will help us to better understand the links between certain diets, health and disease. And to reach this point, he examined 116 different diets and how they affect our health. Queensland nutritionist Aloisa Hourigan is from the community health organisation Nutrition Australia.
Yeah, we're looking for the big culprit that causes problems and or the thing that's best for our health, and so it has tended to focus on single nutrients. Having said that, the latest revision of the Australian Dietary Guidelines did try to take a focus on food, not nutrients, which was different from the previous development of the Dietary Guidelines. So, but I think there are still comments in there around, you know, fat and saturated fat and salt and those sorts of things.
But she says the old-fashioned food pyramid remains a helpful tool.
This new model is not talking about don't think about food groups at all, but it's saying let's not focus on fat and sugar and sodium as the big culprits, or have you got enough iron exactly. So I guess if this new model progressed, you know, there might be a case for revisiting the other food selection guides that are around.
The framework has been published in the Annual Review of Nutrition.
Thomas Ariti reporting.